You're listening to the Everyday Norm Podcast, the podcast that talks about your everyday issues. No topic is off limits, from fashion, dining out, politics, even out of space. If it's a topic, we talk about it. And if it's hot, I make it sizzle. I'm your host, Big Norm. Thank you for tuning in, and tell a friend about the Everyday Norm Podcast. Now, let's do this. What's up, everyone? It's your boy, Big Norm. I want to welcome everyone back to the Everyday Norm Podcast. Thank you very much for all your support, for taking time out to listen to the podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, I want to welcome you to the Everyday Norm Podcast. A round of applause to the new listener. And if you're listening in the United States or abroad, thank you once again for your support. So, round of applause to the supporters of the Everyday Norm Podcast. Now, before we get started, go to our Facebook and YouTube channel. Become a Norm Sayer. Join Big Norm Nation. Tell me what you think about this episode and previous episodes of the audio and video versions of the podcast. For my gamers, Big Norm TV is available for your viewing pleasure. Also, check out my second podcast, Speak Life, which you can find on Spotify as well as this one, and also Apple Podcasts or other platforms that stream podcasts. So thank you very much. Thank you very much once again. Now on today, I'm going to be talking about, if you're listening to this podcast, then you pretty much know what the title is, what the subject's about. Sean Combs, you may know him as Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Brother Love, Diddy, whatever name he chooses to go by. He has been in the news for quite some time, and not in a good way. He has been accused of sexual assault against women. He has been accused of basically some of the many, if not all, of the same things that Harvey Weinstein was accused of and tried for a few years back. He's been sued by former girlfriends for assault, this, that, and the third. And now people are now coming out of the woodwork to share their Diddy experience, going to parties, phone calls, text messages, things like that, according to them. And I'm going to say alleged until something has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Alleged parties, things that are going on, alleged parties and stuff like that. His homes were recently raided, I think, in what, Florida and California, something like that, wherever his homes are. His homes were raided by the feds. Not exactly sure what they were looking for, but nonetheless, they were raided. And since then, people have begun to separate themselves from one Sean Combs. Now, some of these things that I've heard that's been in the news, at least for me, is no surprise. Why? Because people had been saying things about Diddy for a long time. I've heard interviews with 50 Cent and how he felt about Puff, about Sean Combs, and it started raising eyebrows back then. Of course, you still have those people that say, and like I said, this is alleged. I do not know. I don't have the proof. People out there that still believe that Sean Combs is responsible for the death of Biggie Smalls. Of course, he will vehemently deny that. He's produced and made songs paying tribute to his friend. But nevertheless, allegations or rumors of Diddy's parties and things has been going on for a long time. Now people deciding they want to come out and share the experience, and to the term "no Diddy" is hashtagged now. Now, as far as those, like I said, far the allegations concerned, everything I'm reporting here is alleged. What is factual that his homes were raided, that made the news. But the things that other celebrities have been saying about Diddy, Sean Combs, phone conversations, they've had text conversations. There is an alleged, now I'm going to be very careful when I say this, there is an alleged audio recording of Diddy, alleged, and also alleged, an artist by the name of Meek Mill, engaging in some questionable, I'll put it that way, questionable activity. Now, many of you all have heard the audio. I will not play that audio on this show. If you want to listen to it, it's, you can go on several different platforms and hear it. But it allegedly paints a picture of Diddy and Meek Mill engaging in sex. To the best of my knowledge, this video, this audio has not been authenticated as true, as legit, especially in this day and age where you can make anything up, especially with AI. And I'm going to do a podcast on that one day as well. But some of this stuff isn't surprising to me. Now, let's go back and let's do a little history. Let's go back and do some research. Now, for years, people have said that Sean Combs got off on the gun charge, I think, in New York, and made his artist Shine be the fall guy. And Shine served what? He served a long, I can't remember exactly. I don't think it was 20 years, but he served a long time for that. Artists under Bad Boy Records have now come out, including Mace and other artists under Sean Combs label, saying that they weren't paid, he ripped them off, things like that, which is no surprise because that's the nature of the record business. So that's nothing new, though. We've heard those stories with Tony Braxton, TLC, NWA. The list goes on and on. But my thing is, as far as this episode of the podcast, is not necessarily the allegations against Sean Combs, because I'm going to say some things and it may upset some people, but we know that Sean Combs, along with so many other celebrities, are part of that program. And what program do I mean? You know that program starts with an I and ends with Adi. So it is very possible that, and I think this has been going on, I believe this to be true, that what we are hearing about Diddy has been going on for a long time. Oh, before I even go into that, remember now, there was a young lady who reportedly says she worked, I think this was Source Magazine, wherever Diddy was working before he became a record label owner. She says she walked in and she saw, she didn't say him by name, but she described the artist, described the person as Sean, engaging in oral activity with one Andre Harrell, who has since passed away. So there were also stories of Sean Combs having other people do to him what he had to do, allegedly. So this isn't new from what has been reported over the years on social media. The issue I have is this. In order for these things to go on, Sean Combs could not have done any of this by himself. Well, what do you mean? I mean this. He either had to have help doing this, or he had people who knew what was going on around him, near him, and said nothing. Now, why do I say that? Let me take you back to the Harvey Weinstein incident, and I think I may not have said this publicly, but I will say this. When we talk about Harvey Weinstein and the elbows that he rubbed with, now Courtney Love, years ago, was interviewed, and she was asked if she had any advice for any young ladies wanting to get in business, and she specifically said, and you can look it up, basically I'm pretty sure it says something about Courtney Love warning about Harvey Weinstein. Just look it up on Google, YouTube, wherever. And she said, yeah, if you're ever invited to a Harvey Weinstein party, don't go. She said this publicly. So course, you all know all the allegations of Harvey Weinstein. And I said this, that when we talk about, I made a big deal about it, how when Oprah and Gail, when Kobe died, Gail wanted to do an interview with Lisa Leslie and try to paint him in a certain way. Oprah can do a documentary or a special on surviving Michael Jackson, talk with the alleged accusers of Michael Jackson and how they said that he did do what he was accused of, but during the trial did said that he didn't do any of those things. And you can do an axe job on a man who's been gone for well over 10 years. But when it came to Harvey Weinstein, you said nothing. You or neither Oprah nor Gail King. And there are pictures of Harvey Weinstein and Oprah Winfrey rubbing elbows, taking pictures together, smiling and everything. So you can't tell me that someone like an Oprah Winfrey, the status that she has and the elbows she rubs with, she did not know. You can't tell me she did not know. So what I'm saying is this. You can't tell me that other celebrities who work closely with her, because everybody knows everything about everybody in this type of business, because no one can keep their mouth shut. People are going to talk. Now, go back to in the case of Usher. Now, Usher said that when he was young, when he was first getting started, his mom let him stay with Diddy for a while. Now, Usher was like in his early teens now. Now, I don't understand why his mom would allow him to give up temporary custody, what have you, to allow this man, this grown man, to take your teenage son to adult parties to teach him the game. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. But what really gets me is all the people that are clearly know what went down, but deciding to, I don't want anything to do with him, not even want to keep quiet, or people knew. And it's funny to me how now all of a sudden everybody has a story, a Diddy story, something that he said to him over the phone, a text message, a party, these, and now all of a sudden these stories are coming all over the internet. You've heard former artists talk about Diddy. You've heard colleagues and so forth talk about their experience with Diddy, phone calls, like I said, phone calls, text messages, things like that. Now, Diddy being, did these allegations, these rumors are one thing, but the bigger issue to me are the people who have knowledge of these things and are doing nothing about it until now. Like I said, once again, I'm going to distance myself because I don't want to be associated with this, but it's too late. It's too late. Now, Diddy could take the Nino Brown role, if you've seen New Jack City, when he was in court and said, this is bigger than Nino Brown. If I'm going down, I'm taking everybody with me. It could be that. But understand this, people. To get to the level of a Diddy, Oprah Winfrey, Harvey Weinstein, you have to make a deal. Basically, you have to make a deal with the devil. You have to make a deal with the devil with a certain group, because you're not going to get any further than what they allow you to. And you can't go, you can only go so far without the help. If you want to take it to that next level, you're going to have to make a deal with them. And people like Diddy and other artists have made those deals. Some of them have sold, some of them have publicly said that they sold their soul, made a deal with the devil for success, for fame. Now, once again, the big issue for me is the people that knew Sean Combs was doing all this, or knows it to be true, and said nothing. Now, you can call, you can say extortion, you can say blackmail, you can say whatever you want to say about this. But to do something like this, and I even said this with R. Kelly, to do something like this, you can't do by yourself. You can't do by yourself. So many people have come forth. Oh, I went to a Diddy party and they checked out the atmosphere and things didn't sit right, so they left. But before they left, they saw this and they saw that. They listened to, they put the ear to the door and heard this and heard that. This is what people are saying. Have you listened to the recent Justin Bieber interview or the Justin Bieber song? Listen to what he's saying about Diddy. He said Diddy exposed him some things he was young. He didn't know. He was young. He was a kid. Even Darius McCrary, for those who don't know Darius McCrary played Eddie Winslow on Family Matters. He even said in an interview that and this is his quote, everyone in the business has in some way, shape, or form, whether directly or indirectly, been touched inappropriately. This is what he has said. Everyone in the industry at some point has been inappropriately touched, whether indirectly or directly. Period. Now, do I believe that? Actually, I do. Because think about it, gentlemen, people. If all this stuff is going on with men, what do you think they're putting the women through? Let's go back. Remember the Cat Williams interview? Remember the Cat Williams special? The Cat Williams, what he was talking about, he went to the party. Y'all don't remember that? Okay. Hold on. I'm going to pull that footage up for you. This is what Cat Williams said. This is a comedy special from years ago, but think about how it relates to today. Here we go.
Motherfuckers be gay in Hollywood, you never fucking expected. They be having these big ass mansion parties, and the mansion party, the whole mansion is a party, and then it's a separate party in the little rooms. I ain't been famous that goddamn long. I'm excited in a motherfucker to be at the mansion party. You be looking in all the goddamn rooms, and you fuck around and look in the wrong room and shit.
Y'all pardon the language, but y'all get what I'm talking about. Y'all get what I'm saying.
Nick, come here. Is that two niggas kissing?
That's what he said. This is what he said. He went to a party, and Kat has been speaking up against society, that club, to the point, if you haven't seen the Club Shay Shay episode with Cat Williams, you need to check that out. He spared nothing, and he spared no one in that interview with Shannon Sharp. He laid it out. So this is nothing new, and I'm pretty sure, like I said, if you want to reach a certain level, you can do what you can do your thing on YouTube. You can do your thing on social media. You can do your thing on TV. But if you wanted to get to a certain level, you have to do business with this certain group. Now, there's a guy, and I don't know his name, but his podcast, Million Dollar Worth of Game podcast, he has an up-and-coming artist, a guy named Desi Banks, comedian, so forth. If you've seen him, he got some good work. Check him out. He asked Desi about this in a not-so-subtle way if he has been asked to go to a certain level. Now, check this one out.
Did Hollywood call you yet? I mean, you know, yeah, I'm a part of that at the Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? I got a Hollywood agency. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question, right? I can't say too much, but I'm going to say it.
Listen closely.
Has it ever been a time where it's dope? Have you ever got a visitor?
A visitor? Like somebody come to your house?
How can I explain this?
See, he can't say it directly.
Levels,
see?
And you're going up, somebody come see you.
Mm-hmm. Remember what I just said?
And when I come talk to you?
Somebody come and see you and to help you to the next level. A lot of people, you know how you might see somebody that's not that talented or not that funny or whatever, and all of a sudden they be all the way up here and you.
See, his co-host is trying to cough to try to block him from what he's saying. But listen closely past the coughing and see what he's saying to Desi.
Yeah. Trying to figure out how that happened. Now I'm going to rephrase his question. Have anybody came to visit you?
Nah. Hell nah. Nah. I don't think they going to try to do that. Hell no.
Okay. So he's asking the question. He didn't want to come out and say it, but he's asking the question. Have you been approached by a visitor? Had a visitor. So he knows what's going on because what's this podcast? I think it's the Million Dollar Worth of Game podcast. A lot of people feel that the host sold his soul and sacrificed his son to get the $100 million deal. But like I said, all this is alleged. But my issue, once again, is the people around who know allegedly Diddy did all these things and say nothing because, and it may be blackmail, or some people honestly in life feel that as long as what you're doing is not affecting me, my four no more, it's none of my business. But I want you to think about something, people. At the end of the day, imagine the people that were victimized and abused by a Harvey Weinstein, an R. Kelly, a Sean Combs. Imagine that person being your daughter, your son, your wife, your niece, your nephew, your grandchild, your mother or your father. Imagine these people being someone that you know, and how would you feel about it? It's easy to say, I have nothing to do with it, it's none of my business, until it affects someone that we know, someone that we love. Now, this is a thing that's been going on in the industry for a long time, so how do you stop it? You have to expose it. You have to expose it. Now, I do feel this. Now, what I'm getting ready to say is my own personal opinion, but I do feel this. If you make that deal with that visitor, that visitor comes and you make a deal with his program and you do what they tell you to do, they'll shoot you to that next level. You're all over TV, you're all over radio, you have hit movies, you have movie deals, you have hit songs, you have hit tours, everything. And you're doing everything that they're telling you to do to stay on top, to stay on the good side. Well, guess what? That's only going to last for so long. Then after a while, guess what? The new flavor of the month is going to come along. The new up-and-coming comedian, the new up-and-coming recording artist, the new up-and-coming actor, or whatever the case may be, they're going to see, okay, we can get something out of them. And they're not going to put the same push. They're not going to push you the same way. They won't get rid of you, but they're going to say, hey, we're not going to give you that kind of attention anymore. But you're still locked and loaded under them, meaning that you can't do anything. You can't go against the grain, because they can expose you. You've heard artists say they go to these parties and they get these guys drunk, put something in their drink, get them drunk. The next thing you know, they're looking at tape of stuff that they don't remember, but clearly that they did engage in with same-sex activities. Now, naturally, you don't want that to get out. They want you to sign a contract, which is pretty much bogus, where you make no money, but they take all your money. You say no, pop in the tape, show them what he did yesterday. And you're looking, you know that's you. You may not remember it, but they know it's you. They got it all on camera. You can't let that get out. Your family, your friends, you can't get that let out. You're a straight man engaged in homosexual activity. You know you're not gay. What do you think is going to happen? Cat Williams said himself, he went to it. He didn't know what was going on, but once he peaked game, he got out of there. And he's not afraid to speak against it, against the establishment. But so many people, and I look at these artists, I think to myself, people, this person cannot honestly, all these people cannot have honestly made these deals just for fame and fortune. I it's hard to wrap my brain around it. Now, some people are clearly, and there's no question about it. I won't name names, but clearly no question about it. But when it comes to Sean Combs, think about the interview that I think 50 Cent did with Big Boy, how he said he was talking to Puff, and I think 50 was new to the game or something like that. I'm not sure. He was just starting, if I'm correct. And Puff wanted to, you know, hey, we can hang together. You know, I can. He said something that 50 that got him, that made him raise his eyebrow. And he said, Puff offered to buy him some clothes. 50 did a double take on that. Like, what are you talking about? Buy me some clothes. And you, come on now. We know how this game works, people. We know you don't offer no random guy, I'm gonna buy you some clothes. Nah, it doesn't work that way. Especially when you have your own money. Let me buy you some, that's game. You have to recognize that. You have to recognize, no, that's game. Like I said, the Usher thing, now Usher speaking out about stuff, but no one said anything. No one has said anything for years, people. For years. Why is all of a sudden these allegations, they're more common, they're coming out more. We're hearing more and more different stories of allegations of misconduct, sexual abuse, sexual assault, things of that nature. Why is that? Why is it now? Why wasn't it back during 1997, 98, 99, 2000? Why? Why 2023, 2024? That's the question people need to be asking, because now, like I said, people are scrambling. You're seeing videos of Diddy basically being ignored by people at parties. He's trying to get away from everything that's going on, you know, going overseas or what have you. But when they got you locked in, there's nowhere you can hide if it's that serious. So I don't see why, and it amazes me, and I'm going to leave with this. It's amazing me because you all know me. I'm a firm believer in the Lord and being obedient to his word. It just amazes me to see so many people, regardless of color or gender, it amazes me to see so many people that are willing to lose their soul just so they can gain the whole world. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for today's episode. Tell me what you think about the episode. Hit me up at bignorm507@gmail.com. That is bignorm507@gmail.com. Tell me what you think about this episode. If you have any questions, comments, ideas for a future episode, hit me up, bignorm507@gmail.com. bignorm507@gmail.com. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Everyday Norm Podcast. I am your host, Big Norm. I love you all with the love of Jesus, and I will leave you with these words. Let's look upward and not downward. Let's go forward and not backwards. Always lend a helping hand. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and I will see you when I see you. Yeah.